right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Don't forget, one more giveaway this hour for you. You can win our giveaway of HTO iced tea and coffee. Just text the keyword TTEA to short code 20357. Good luck. We'll give away more Damn Jam tickets tomorrow as well. Tommy will spend a couple minutes here on the Royals as we look ahead to this series. Again, I mean, it doesn't really change from what we saw in the Oakland series. You get a series in which you get Reagans and Lugo, and it's against a bad team like the Marlins. At minimum, it needs to be 2 out of 3. I think, again, just like Oakland, despite what's been going on the last 2.5 weeks, you look at it again as it's a series at home that they probably need to be starting with sweep. Like, this needs to be a sweep. And at worst, you just can't have this momentum continuing into that Cleveland series.
It's going to be tough when the Royals are not hitting the baseball and they're not scoring runs. And I know that we've been hyper-focused on, you know, at least the last 3 games and the sputtering offense on the road at Texas and that sweep against the Rangers. But really, there have been struggles offensively for Kansas City, specifically when Cole Reagans has started for a while now. I mean, Reagans.
How many of those have been on the road? Have you looked? I'll go back.
I haven't looked. You know, Reagans is 4-5 overall, but he's 0-2 in his last 5 starts, and he's got a 2.70 ERA in those last 5 starts. Hasn't won a game in the last 5 starts, but it's not really his doing. Like, he's pitched good. He's pitched fine. He just hasn't gotten the run support that he's needed. So even though we've been really focused on the most recent offensive struggles with Kansas City, for some reason, you know, over the last 5 starts that Reagan has pitched in, the Royals have not been good offensively during those starts. They've got to change that.
So they have only won one of those games too, not just him, but the team. He's pitched 3 of them on the road. He has dropped his ERA 2/10 of a run. He's dropped from 3.36 to 3.13 in that stretch. He hasn't given up more than 3 runs in that stretch. It was a 7-inning game too, by the way. And he's not giving. It's not like he's been Brady Singering it and, you know, just avoiding trouble the whole time. He's been pretty good. He's been, honestly, it's as good a 5-game stretch, Tommy, as he's really had all season long. In reality. And yeah, I hadn't realized that. That would be something to, and good on Cole Reagans too, by the way, because that's what good pitchers need to do. Just do their thing regardless of what's happening. But yeah, that's a problem. That's a real big problem. And
here's the other thing, I want to mention this very quickly that, you know, Oakland is not a good ball club altogether, and the Royals struggled against Oakland. There's a couple differences. First off, this game is at home, and we know how bad the Royals have been on the road. That's where, you know, they play it against Oakland. But also, if there is one bright spot with Oakland overall, their bullpen is really good. They've got overall decent pitching, I think, from top to bottom. The Marlins' pitching is terrible. And so if you're trying to break out of this slump and get the bats going, this would be the time to do it, because the Marlins overall have one of the worst pitching staffs in Major League Baseball. So you got to take advantage of that. That is a benefit, I think, to starting off this homestand with a team like the Marlins. You can get warmed up for Cleveland later this week, but you have to take advantage of it. If the Royals struggle offensively in the next 3 games against Miami with how bad of a pitching staff the Marlins have, then there is real and legitimate room for concern.
Yep, I agree. Real quick, before we have to take this break, Jad, who's going to win Game 7 of the hockey series? Who's going to win the Stanley Cup? You got a Game 7. Edmonton comes back from 3-0. Connor McDavid, the Canadian, has a chance to lead Canada to their first Stanley Cup in like forever. As a nation, we've dominated their sport. What are you thinking here, Jad, in Game 7?
I would really like to see Edmonton win this one. I really would. Stuart Skinner in goal.
I know, but Stuart Skinner,
the former Thunder goaltender.
I know.
With Edmonton.
But shouldn't we have a little American pride in that? And for that Florida, we don't let Canada get one?
Nah. No, for Florida, no.
How many Americans are playing for Florida right now? Like, that's the thing. Like, you look at their roster, like, there's not They're all foreign anyway with Florida.
But I heard somebody on the Infinity Sports Network over the weekend kind of explain. There's like a lot of the time they don't want to play in Canada because they don't want to pay Canadian taxes.
How so cool it's like, would it be, by the way, though, for Edmonton to come back deficit and win?
That'd be pretty amazing. And I would love it for Canada. I love our Canadian friends north of the border. I think Connor McDavid leading them there is I think all of that would be really cool. But I just can't shake just this tiny little twinge of like, go USA, USA, and be like, nah, let's not let Canada get one and let's keep it down here south of that northern border. I don't know. I'm excited. I have got to remember to put that on tonight because it's going to be epic. It's going to be so good. And I love the Stanley Cup, and I have not watched any this year. I mean, it's game 7 with all the history there. Like, I got to remember. I'm going to set myself a reminder to turn that on tonight.